sing to you. Thank you for helping us to acknowledge that you are all that matter. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this meditation that is turned a song. Lord, we thank you. Pray that our reality will not be far from this. That this would be beyond a song to us, but will be our reality. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. That beyond the troubles on the earth and the challenges that are plagued, you will make us overcomers by these words. We will be overcomers by this type of meditations. That we will live each day victorious. We will not be perplexed. We will not be confused. We will not be choked by either what we would eat, what we would drink, and what would wear. But your pursuit will be our desire. Our heart will forever be in a place where it is connected to you. In Jesus' mighty name, have we worshipped. Hallelujah. Can you give a clap offering to the Lord? You may have your seat. Please let me also appreciate the worship team. I'm hoping that by God's grace this year you have a name. Else I'll give you Calvary Worship Team. Actually, the Calvary was, it came the second time. But it's not Calvary. I don't like the word Calvary. So I'm just saying that so that you not come and say it's Calvary. Yeah. I think it was on Thursday when we're having a video. We said there's no name yet. So the word Calvary came. Now it's coming again, but it won't be Calvary. We are not Calvary Worship Team. Calvary Worship Team will be another church. We leave that for another church. So please, you guys should pray for a name. Then come tell us. Should we set that as an objective for this quarter? Okay. Does prayer team have name? Or everybody pray use? No, prayer team does not need a name. The reason why the worship team needs a name. They will be singing and recording. So we need to put a name there when we are putting it on YouTube, on Spotify, on Boomplay, all those places where you list your music. Hallelujah. So good to see every one of us. I think this is the first time I'm ministering this year, okay. Yeah, I think I've been away 2 weekends for some office engagement, basically. But I always tell myself that this is the most important business I have. My business with you guys is the most important business. Is one that has the highest yielding interest. Amen. Yeah, so apart from that, it's rewarding. He has a lot of angelic support. Hallelujah. Amen. Just say hello to someone. Say hello to someone beside you. Beside you, you can sit down properly. Say hello to someone. Do you want? Ah, you people on this side. Say you not come here. This way is happening. Say hello to someone. James, who are you saying hello to? There are many people here. There are so many people here. Why is Dari hiding? Why are you hiding? Come forward. Come forward. Where's your Bible? Where's your notepad? They have not given you Bible. Who is the day? Who is supposed to give you Bible? You even look like you just woke up. I wish to give you Bible. Let's know the person to give you Bible now. Joshua, are we meant to give him Bible? So let's get him the Bible today, please. But do you have your jotter? Or whose Bible is that? Sorry? Oh, Azan. You know, even Azan has Bible. You don't have Bible. You can button your shirt. Or you have removed the button. Amen. It's so good to see every one of us. Joshua, please, let's ensure we get the Bible. I think there's a bookstore just corner here. You know, the way you should treat your Bible is as though the doctor recommended an antibiotics for you, and you need to buy it that day, else there will be a cancerous growth in your body. That's the way you should see your Bible. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I'm saying it to everybody. That's the way you should treat your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, it's as though the doctor recommended antibiotics for you. And if you don't get that drug and use that drug, you would develop a cancerous growth or something that would be terminal to your health. That's the way you should see. But Bible is not your textbook that you can do without. Do you get my point? You know, the reason why some of you still think it's textbook is because they list it as part of the books you will buy in school. You know, now they put Macmillan, and they also put Bible. It's part of the books to buy. No, the Bible is not the book. It's not one of the books to buy. It's one of the books you must have, else you die. It's the word of God that is inside. So without it, you are not living. You are not alive. So when they say let the living praise, let every living soul shout at you, you should not raise your hand. And now. So make your Bible. Because very soon you now start buying different versions because we've not even gotten there. You even need to buy one or have one. Yeah. Some of you know how to ask for other things. You can ask for Bible. You get. I know you've asked me that we should buy both for you, but we're the one that brought the conversation of you having a Bible. So let the possibility of you not having a Bible, let it not exist. Do you get? Let it not exist. You can have multiples. Maybe you can have one in the kitchen, one in the sitting room, one. Have plenty so that in the toilet, so you can have one. They can bring it anytime. Do you get? You can just carry your Bible and. And the Word of God is beautiful. We don't spend much time with it, and yet our life is still shining small, small. Not to now talk about when you spend time with it, you will not be the same again. That thing that you think that life that does not want to change, it will change. Like literally, we are not spending enough time. It's just like when they give you a soap, they say the soap will make you yellow. You are not using the soap well. You are still yellow, small. What if you now use the soap well? You'll be yellow now, Abby. Or you'll be either way. There are some soap too that will make you dark. You know, some people are striving to be yellow. Some people are striving to be dark. You don't know. Go to... See, the disease of man is plenty. Some people are going like this. The same place where people are living. And some people are going to, some people are living there and going back to or going to where some people are living. So it's the void in man. And so take your Bible. Your access to Bible is as if they've deprived you of life. As in, if they say, Dare, you not eat, and Dare, you not read Bible. See, cry that they say you not read Bible. If you cry because they say you not eat. See, after 8 hours, you go to the toilet and pass out that thing that you are eating. But that word of God that you would take into your life, it has all the capacity to change your life. For good, not for bad, for good. You can eat some food and you will purge like no man's business. You can eat food and they will tell you it's food poisoning. Yes, sir. You can also eat food and they tell you you have allergy. And that is one that is even strange. You just eat okra. All your pimples you never had will start coming out. Or you eat granite. But you can't eat the word of God and develop allergy. Your life will change. Your life will get better. Hallelujah. So please don't joke with you having a Bible. Ensure you always have a Bible. And like I always say, if you don't have a Bible, please speak to, we owe it a duty to ensure you have a Bible. Do you get? Well, if they've given you Bible once, then you have to now save. How you even save, I don't know, but I know you will save. And you now buy a Bible yourself. It's a privilege to buy your first Bible yourself. Do you get? So that you now start buying Bibles. Very soon, you can now start buying different version. You buy a study Bible. From there, you now buy Bible for people that don't have Bible as well. You get? And when you're asking people for Christmas gift, if you don't have a Bible, and you're not asking people to buy Bible for you, you're not doing yourself a good thing. Amen. Because you can't be anything else other than what the word of God will say to you. Do you get? And you can hear me, and everybody here. Please let me, the man that is closing his eyes as if he's in a spa. You know, when you're in a spa, you're always waiting to treat you. It's not like he's sleeping, he's getting ready to sleep. It's just amazing. Please sit down very well. Is today your first time? No. So please sit down very well. You can even see a young girl ready to be blessed. It's like, this man preach, I'm waiting now. Preach. All these ones that are not wanting to, you can leave them. Because that's what will happen. The preteen will take over. The preteens will take over and the Aishas, is my wife already told me the names, Tedo, Shate, and Dote. Amen. So the preteens will take over very soon. So if you are thinking your teenage year is everlasting, no, you are not a Shaddai. We'll send you for the likes of Aisha. You know, Aisha is sitting in front. It's already a signal that if you don't want to hear the word of God, we have come here to collect it for you. So, amen. So today, I want us to quickly look at, briefly, I think, it's probably going to be a very long series, but it's not about the length. It's more about the conversations that we can have. I just want to be mindful that my voice is... You can hear me, Abby? Okay, and it's good for MixLR, right? Man of God, it's good for MixLR. Okay. So we'll be having this conversation, and so good to see you. You're welcome. No, I'm greeting you. You're welcome. So it's not about how long we would have the conversation, but it's It's just for us to. Yeah, yesterday was Kunle's birthday. I didn't call him. So I owe him an apology. It was 00116 that I saw that you were doing birthday. And thanks to Joshua. You understand what I'm saying? Thanks to Joshua, the two Joshuas. Your uncles, Uncle Joshua and Uncle Indifreke Joshua. Yes. So, and he wrote something cryptic on his WhatsApp, but I didn't know that his birthday was coming, because all his WhatsApp messages are always cryptic. They're not always clear. And they're always midnight posts. So, I don't read his post when he posts it, because maybe he'll come back and delete. But so let me align post. But I think a lot of you celebrated him. Really, he's an amazing person, right?
Yes, sir.
Ah, I want fans. I know this one. Why he said yes, sir? So that he produced his music. That's like, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that when it comes to you, Kunle Alpha now. Let me produce this music. He quickly said yes, sir. I know Jane did not scream, because Jane is a big girl now. It's even the Kunle that will be saying, please, let's produce you. Let's produce your music. Amen.
Amen.
How was Ekiti? Please, let me appreciate Jane. She just came back from Ekiti. Amen. She didn't go for excursion. She went for outreach. It's not excursion. You might be thinking maybe she went to Ikogosi Spring. I don't know. She went to save the souls and preach and sing the gospel there. So, God is doing great things with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't miss out. Huh? Don't say, I swear, when I grow up, I will have God. No. Pastor, you know, he's a fool at 40, that's a fool. Let me get to 40. No, don't. They are fools at 15. Eh? They are fools at 12. They are fools at 20. So serve God in the days of your youth. Huh? What does it mean? When you have strength. Do you get? And so, I said last year, that we'll be having a conversation on responsibilities of a child of God. How many of you remember that comment I made last year? The responsibilities of a child of God. Can you say responsibilities of a child of God? Yes. Because as a child of God, you need to know what are your responsibilities. You need to know, for example, if you walk into a place, or if you get a job, they will tell you that these are your what? You would even ask, what's my responsibility? Before you start doing what is not your responsibility, right? See, let me even fail. Any job that does not have responsibility, don't take it. Did you hear what I said? Always ask, what's my responsibility? What am I meant to do? Okay, I'm meant to be in charge of the goods. I'm meant to be in charge of sales. I'm meant to be in charge of housekeeping. I'm meant to be in charge of your schedule. I'm meant to be in charge of the software work. Do you get? I'm meant to be in charge of producing music. Then even when they say you are meant to be in charge of, they will now break it down. This is your own role, right? They'll say you do this, you export this, you do this, you go and see the people in the market, you can see marketers, you distribute the song, blah, blah, blah. Everything that is without responsibility is going to be problematic afterwards. If, you know, at times when you are home, you know, when people don't ask that, what's my responsibility in the house? You know that, do you know that nothing will get done in the house? We don't know who washes the plates. We don't know who sweeps. We don't know who takes the trash out. We don't know who we can send to go and buy bread. Like, if we don't know who is doing what, there's always tendency that there will be chaos. The reason why they say somebody is husband and somebody is wife is because of responsibility. Right? The day you start saying we are the same, we are the same, we are the same, everything will scatter. This one say I'm the head, this one say I'm the neck, this one say I'm the ear. Everything will scatter. Hmm? You know, a lady posted something very strange. And please, if you consume social media, I would say that reduce, try social media fast. I think we should even be doing social media fast in ourselves. You know? When is our fasting ending, please? Oh, it has ended. Oh, I'm old school, I'm outdated. I'm sorry. When did we end it? Sorry? Wait. Is that? Don't let me ask Effie. Maybe Effie has extended our own. When? No, let me ask somebody that can eat. When did we end the fasting? On Saturday. Who else knows when it was ended? When was it ended? On Sunday. Oh, he stopped his own on Saturday. You said what? Okay. And so, if there are no responsibilities to a thing, there's every chance that there will be abuse. Okay. The reason why they tell you why they tell you that this is the specification of something is that they are trying to tell you that this is what this thing can do, and this is what it's meant to be used for. The day you try to use your bread knife to cut down an iroko tree, that's the day you know that there's something called hard work. Do you get? No, you can actually, maybe after 1 year, you might pull the tree down. Do you get? And so even when something looks like it's doing the job and it's not the responsibility, it's still not it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The responsibility of the worship team is to sing melodious songs and connect our hearts to the Lord. The day the worship team starts to make us think like we should be dancing like people in the world, then they've either collected another responsibility or they are not fulfilling their responsibility. So responsibilities are great. Actually, as you are growing up, they will tell you you should be responsible, right? The reason why they are saying that is, it's not like there's a title called be responsible. It's just that, what are you even doing? You know that phrase now? What are you even doing in this house? Do you get? So, and many a times, you know, it's most of the boys that hear that comment, what are you even doing in this house? What have you done today? You get. And so responsibilities are great for everything, you know. When there's no responsibility in a thing, we won't know its purpose, right? We won't know why it's given to us. We won't know why that person is there. There's the responsibility of a father. There's the responsibility of a mom. There's the responsibility of a son. There's the responsibility of a pastor, right? There's the responsibility of a technical team. There's the responsibility of a church member. There's the responsibility as a citizen, right? As a citizen in Nigeria, you have to vote, you have to pay your tax, you have to, you know, respect your neighbors. You know, I know that one, so many people don't even know that that's a responsibility. And so, it's not far-fetched for us to discuss the responsibilities of a child of God. We are all children of God, right? And we need to know what our Father requires of us as children of God. Amen. 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 You know, like I said, when the responsibility of a thing is not known, abuse would most likely be inevitable. And so, as believers, there's a reason we are called believers. You know, how many of us are familiar with that word? Some of you, are you a believer? Maybe at work or in school. There's a reason we are called believers. And you defeat the purpose of Jesus' death, his resurrection, the salvation he has given to you, and everything that you should enjoy as a child of God when you are not responsible. Amen.
Amen.
No, for example, you will say somebody is an irresponsible elder brother because the junior brother they put in his care has roamed the streets and he is playing game. That's an irresponsible what? Elder brother. So the reason why they are connected by blood is useless. Do you get? Because he's meant to look out for his younger one, right? But he's more interested in playing FIFA. Hallelujah. And so Satan loves God's children that are irresponsible. I think that's the first thing you should write down. Well, we have too many A's, it's short awful. Are we, and even the ones that are on are very, but are we fine? Like really, really fine. Maybe I'm the one, under a different heat. Satan loves God's children. I didn't say Satan loves Satan's children. Satan loves God's children that are irresponsible. See, the fight Satan started with was to ensure that you don't get born again, right? But unfortunately for him, you got born again. But in trying to get at you and to even get at God most times, what devil does is he ensures that you remain a child of God, but you don't look like one. Like, you don't look like one. You know, have you ever heard when they say they caught an arm robber or a ritualist? His name is Emmanuel. No. Have you heard it? Like a ritualist. His name is Emmanuel. And he knows that the meaning of that Emmanuel is God with us. So he knows. Or maybe a prostitute that is called Ephata. No. I'm serious. Devil likes it. You don't understand what devil is trying to do. Because when they say, "What's your name?" Say, "My name is Emmanuel." Now, before the four of us think of the crime, they will be like, "Ah, and this one is Emmanuel." Right? I hope there's no Emmanuel here. But even if there's one, you know I'm not, I know you're not planning to be a ritualist. I know. So, and so devil enjoys that when they take the stock of God's children and someone raises up his hand, but to God and to the devil, they both know that this one is an irresponsible child. The devil is happy. It's like devil spiting God. Did you get? Like, is devil saying, "Chebi, you said you have given him Holy Ghost. Chebi, you said he's born again. Chebi, you said he's going to GCCC. Chebi, you said he's part of the end time army. See end time army. See you. See end time army." Yes, now. So devil is happy when a child of God is irresponsible. It's like, it's almost like saying, "God, you know, do well." It's almost like the devil saying that, "God, you can't save these people. God, you can see someone that is wasting what Jesus did on the cross." Or devil say, "God, come and see you. Somebody is saying that we should nail Jesus to the cross again." You know, that's what the Bible says. that you bring to null what Jesus did on the cross. If you still go back to your sin. Going back to sin is an irresponsible child. It's like a child vomited, right? And you took the child away from the vomit, or maybe defecated, and the child now went back there. You most likely spank the child, right? And so the Satan is joyful. See, Satan's joy is full when a child of God is irresponsible. I didn't say when that Agbero that does not know Jesus. No, that's not where Satan gets joy from. Satan gets joy when the purposes of God are not being achieved. That's the joy of Satan. You know, the joy of Satan is that on the naming ceremony, they said, this baby shall be called Ephata. And they said, and this baby will grow in the name of Jesus. Blah, blah. Then Ephata now turned out to be Ron's girl. Now, that's Satan's joy. Did you understand what I'm saying? So Satan is delighted when a child of God is irresponsible. And so I want you to start asking yourself, am I a responsible child of God or I'm not? And today we'll know whether you are. We'll know who you have been giving joy and who you have been giving glory. Amen. 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 Don't worry. I don't know whether it's a sad message or it's not a sad message. I don't know. So just be with me. Huh? It won't carry us to where we don't know. It's Holy Ghost that is carrying us. Eh? So write down that Satan loves God's children that are irresponsible. Or put highly irresponsible. You know, that one is another level. Highly irresponsible. Or irresponsible generally. Because what we're talking about is responsibility, Sabi. And the opposite of being responsible is what? Did somebody say non-responsible? I want to quickly ask, did you pass the jam or the jam pass you? So let's open our Bibles to Matthew 5. We'll read from verse 13. It's a short scripture that we'll read, and we'll trust God to bless us from there. Amen. Ah, my fan has slept, oh, the one that was waiting for the word of God. Please just leave her. She's hearing. Don't worry. It's you that you're not permitted to hear that way. She's hearing. And that's why when you have little children, still bring them to church. The environment is what blesses them than maybe what they are hearing. Or actually, the first thing that blesses them is the sound. It's not the preaching. If you are stressing yourself preaching in year 1, 2, 3 children church, and you are preaching to them, saying, and the third heavens is going to be like, oh, uncle likes drama. You know, but that's why they sing to them. They sing. So it's sound that they pick first. And most likely visual. I mean, for some of you that will serve in the children church, don't go there and be sharing Rema. You know, and the third heavens. Now, I know you won't understand, but I'll still tell you. No. So you sing, you draw. Do you get? You draw. You know, even if your Jesus is not looking like Jesus, just draw. You draw that this Jesus, this him on the cross. You know, then you sing. That's how they have been blessed. That's why she has slept. I'm not singing. I'm not drawing. That's just like, oh, my pastor is tomorrow. I'll see my pastor in children's church tomorrow. That's what she has done for me. Amen. But you are not permitted to. Huh? Because this is what you need. This is what you need. Amen.
Amen.
So Matthew 5. So the first responsibility that we want to look at today is that as a child of God, you are a salt and you are a light. That's the first responsibility that we're looking at today. A child of God is a salt, and a child of God is a light. How many of us remember the Beatitudes? The, you know, blessed are you for, blessed are those that thirst and hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled, you know. Blessed are they that are persecuted for, you know, those blessed are they, blessed are they, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the meek. Yeah, but we're not going through that exercise of whether we know it or not. But there was a sermon on the mount when that conversation, the Beatitudes happened. And this was a follow-up to it. So he said, you are the salt of the earth. Can you say, I am the salt of the earth?
I am the salt of the earth.
Now, this is Jesus speaking. Now, everywhere Jesus spoke, that's the truth that they needed to hear. Now, it wasn't a situation of whether they were at the moment or not. It wasn't even a thing of whether they could or not. It was a matter of what they ought to be. For example, if you see, don't sleep, don't sleep. Don't sleep. I will tell you, always, you should fight this one. I know what causes it, but the more you it's training that will not make you sleep. I'm not, there's no feeling of the Holy Ghost that does not make you sleep. It's, you have to tell yourself, I'm coming to church and I will not sleep. If I sleep, I will not eat lunch. See the way you lit your eyes, like, ah. Tell yourself, if I sleep, I'll tell Uncle Dayo, no lunch for me. I don't deserve lunch. Because I slept in the presence of the maker of heaven and earth. And I'm ashamed. I am not worthy to eat. Did you hear what I said? Uh-huh. And for every other person feeling sleepy. But if you're feeling sleepy, you can take a walk. Walk around. And if the sleep does not go, call somebody to give you a deep slap. Any of it. Pastors. I'm serious. That's one way to get sleep out. You're there. Pah! You'll be alright. You'll be alright. Or those competition now that they do now, slap. I don't know when they... That's, please, don't imagine yourself doing that sport. I don't think you're a candidate of heaven. Because... I see the way people go and do that thing, and when they give them slap, the way they faint. I'm not asking myself, what were you training for? Is it how to faint, or when you faint? I saw when he was stiff, I was like, whosoever. I mean, I thought UFC was, those sports are not godly sports. Those are men. Don't watch. You are watching UFC. After we stop wrestling, that we know they are playing, but they're entertaining us. These ones are not entertaining us. They are collecting blood from each other's body. So this slap, I don't know who invented that. There's nothing sportsmanship about it. I don't know. Is it? Yeah, I mean, it's like you created an organized omota association. Do you get that? UFC, and it's, they're not normal people. These are people that they enjoy fighting. Then somebody now signed them that will manage your fighting. I'll be your manager. So you won't be fighting on the street. You'll be fighting a human being. And they used to do it in the olden days, in the Roman Empire, where they do gladiators. This one, they will, to death. They'll kill themselves. Like, that's literally what is not modernized. You get, they do arena. Like, this one also has cage. You can't run away. If you just enter that place like this, it's either you faint or you don't die. Because some people, you know, I saw a video of, although I think that was even boxing though, of one guy that is now paralyzed. And he was fighting boxing. Destiny that God did not sign up for, you just collect it. And so, So Jesus was telling them here that you are the salt of the earth. Now, let's just stay here. And like we told ourselves that I am the salt of the earth. Now, it didn't say you are the salt of your family. It didn't say you are the salt of Ojodu, or those of you in Ojodu, or Abule Egba, or your church. It didn't say you are the salt of your church. It says you are the salt of the earth. Now, we know what the earth is now. What was the earth? No, give me now. The spherical shape. Yeah, it's right. You said what? Please don't start that one. No. You can't do that one in your physics class. It's not straight. It's land. No. So he's saying that the globe, right? Where the world we are in, right? Another person, the earth. Sorry? Our planet. This world, our world. The world. Why are you laughing? Abakuk. Ebenezer. The earth. Where we live. Joseph. Okay. James. Our habitat. So he's saying that we are not just the salt of a specific location. We are the salt of this earth. Right? This earth. This world that we are in. Amen. Now let's continue. He says, but. Now it means that in your being a salt, something can happen. An accident can happen. He says, but if the salt. Now you are the salt, right? He says, if the salt loses its flavor. Another rendition says, I think KJV, its taste. How shall it be seasoned? Okay, it's savour. But please go back to NKJV. Thank you. NKJV. So, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Now, the people that live on earth, they are men, right? And Bible is saying here that we, God's children, we are the salt of these men. Now, he now says that if you that you are the salt lose your being a salt, you are not useful anymore. The same earth that you are meant to salt, they would consider you as good for nothing. And there are many good for nothing children of God. And would understand what I'm saying better. Let's go. He says those men, they would trample upon that salt, because it has lost, it's of no use anymore. So Jesus was telling the disciples and those that were listening to that sermon that as a child of God, you are the salt. You are the salt of men. Now, it's because the reason why I was asking you was the earth. Now, I was also hoping somebody would try to make a division between, animals, plants. Please listen to what I'm saying. It's Bible study we are doing, but I'll preach it. Do you get my point? You know, you could have said this earth is plants, right? Animals, the non-living things. You get the chair. the space, matter, then maybe human beings. You get, but God is not saying you are the salt of Buskim. No. You are not the salt of your dog, the dog in your house. You know, you have to tell your dog, I'm your salt. No. You are not your salt. And if you are thinking, maybe the reason my dog always lick my face is because I'm the salt. No. That's not it. You are not the salt of your dog. You are not the salt when salt finish in the house. Then they need to put some salt inside the ogufe or the I'm mommy and I'm the salt of the earth too. But can I help you salt your soup? You are not the salt of the soup. You are not the salt of the leaf, the sand, the sea. No. You are the salt of men. Hallelujah. Is that clear first? Because I think we need to clarify that first. Because when I was asking us, what do we know as the earth? You know, nobody mentioned that, but I wanted to clarify that first. I'm coming, please. So as a child of God, you are meant to bring tastes. You are meant to bring, let's even look at the whole idea of a salt. I mean, every one of us, we are familiar with salt, right? Dari, what do you salt for? Yes. Let's quickly do some breakdown. What do you, be fast, what do you salt for, Ga? Yinka? To cook. Why do you use to cook? For taste, what do you use? Have you salt before? Even though he has mentioned cook, but don't worry. What have you used salt for? Please, I want you to be thinking, please. I'll ask almost everybody. You can raise up your hand if you have any other idea. No, he has mentioned cook. Any other thing that you have used salt for? Sorry, wait. Eh? To disinfect. No. You said one now to bring taste to the soup. But to disinfect what? Let them understand. Some people have not used salt. Hello? Okay, like you put salt in the water. What does it do to the water? It purifies the water. So she has used salt to purify water. Like to kill the bacteria in the water, Abby. Okay. To preserve. Okay, locust bean. You've put salt in locust bean to preserve it. Why are you doing that? Wait, you are not the one that did it now. You need to answer quick now. So that it will last longer to preserve it. Ruth, have you used salt before? What did you use salt for? To cook. No, I don't want to cook. What? Yes, so if you are maybe having running stomach, put in water, then you drink it. But what would you say that is doing? Do you really know? Okay, let's leave that one for mommy. Okay. Have you salt before? Yourself, not mommy. No, you've not. Have you salt before? For what? Fish. And Mr. Man, I know you won't say you use salt for relaxer. So, I'm coming. Let's listen. Salt for fish. Why did you put the salt in the fish? To steam it. No, is it the salt that steamed it? Wait, now you were not the one that put the salt in the fish now. Please, let's use mic. Another mic. She's not talking loud. Mm-hmm. Okay. You are trying to cook, Abby. So you put... Are you trying to cook the fish immediately?
Yes.
Okay. So you put the fish, then you put salt, Abby. Then you put it on fire.
Yes.
So what did you use that salt for? That way?
To
if you didn't put the salt,
it.
To season it. Yes. If you didn't put the season, what will happen to the fish?
It won't have any taste.
So that means for taste.
Yes.
So that fish yes. would have taste. Have you salt before? What did you salt for? For cooking, in what instance? Is it as our own for taste as well? Okay. Who wants to salt for what?
Disadvantage of salt.
Hello. You can see that we are trying to have you as a member. It's, we are being salt. And that's one thing you will learn about being a salt, endurance. Yeah.
Okay, so another thing we use salt for to clean, like...
No, what do you use to clean?
Like, to clean snail,
okay.
fish, to wash...
Why? What is it doing? What is it doing?
To cleanse it, like, to make it... not to remove that slimy, irritating...
So the salt removes yeah, that. Salt
takes
okay,
that
okay.
out.
Aisha, have you used salt before?
Yeah.
For... What did you use salt for? Is it also cooking? To cook indomie? Eh? Let's listen now. Yeah, use your mic.
Have you salt for cooking and also to kill earthworms?
To kill earthworms. Yeah.
So, have you sought for preservation of meat before?
Preservation to preserve the meat. Yes. What will happen if you don't put it in the meat?
So the meat will get spoiled.
Okay. If you want to say it because of cooking, don't worry. We now know that salt is a cooking magic, but not cooking. So if it's not cooking, please raise up your hand. Not cooking. No, Yinka, you've spoken. I'm not sure what you will speak. So I'm not giving you my mic. Yeah, let me give Fisaya.
Though we use salt for so many things. One of the things is to clean up oven spills.
Okay. The oven?
Yes, there's something that spilled on it.
Oh, when oil spills on. Okay, you put salt. Why are you clapping? That's strange. I'm not going to clap for that because that might be another mentality I have to deal with. You might have to be using something else, but we can still yes say maybe it's an abuse of sorts, but let's just take it as to remove stubborn stains. Abi, that's what you use salt for. Okay, James.
We use salt for medication.
No, you.
I use salt for medication.
What type of medication?
Like stomach ache.
Okay, like what Ruth said.
Brushing of teeth.
Wait. There's a reason you will use to brush it. In this world of today. Is there a stubborn stain? Or when the toothpaste has finished? Efe.
So, I use salt for medication too.
Like what, is it to put inside water and
no,
drink?
No. You lick it if pepper enters your eyes.
Now I don't know about that one. It works. I need to write some. I just learned something today. Wait. Pepper is in your eye.
Yes.
You now put salt in your mouth.
Yes.
Are we sure we're not in a superstitious class? Because I don't understand all this usage of. I've never heard that before. Okay, non-cooking. Use cases. No, Yinka. Okay, Ife. Joshua, I'm coming.
We can use salt for, if you have sore throat.
Okay.
You can mix it with water.
Okay.
One. Two, you can mix it with 7-Up.
When you have stomach pain.
You can mix it with 7-Up.
But what's it doing? Do you know what it's doing?
It's doing a lot of work. When you have...
It's doing a lot of work.
Also, if maybe hot water or hot something, for yeah. you can mix it with...
Do you know what that salt did to that? Okay, you have a wound, they put salt there. Do you know what that salt did?
Yeah. Well, it heals the pain.
No, what's inside salt? Do you think there's something inside salt that made it heal that pain?
Yes.
You think so? Yes. You think so? It's okay. You know, I mean, salt itself is a compound. Do you get? It's a chemical compound. So there might be stuffs in it that while she mixed it. Let me give Joshua. Oh, she said, well, okay, give her 19 quickly. Okay, then we'll come to Rachel.
Okay, so
another use case.
I've gone to a like where the a catfish pond before.
Okay.
So if they want to like kill it, so they put salt in it. So and use bath to cover it because it shakes.
Okay.
So it will not come out.
Okay.
So what the salt does is like to make it blind and very weak. Okay. So they can kill it easily. Okay.
So like Aisha's use case to kill earthworm, to kill catfish. Yeah, I said Rachel. So I think that's the last. Any other person? I don't trust those ants.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you use salt to wash rice to remove the excess starch.
To remove the excess starch. You won't say that one. That's too technical for you.
And also, you use to sterilize stuffs with hot water.
Okay, wow, thank you. Because you eat all the starch and the rice. So don't raise up your hand that you want to say that. No, Abby, you've said something now. Let's give it to. What is it, something you want to say now? Please, have you said something? I'm coming.
All right, so I once used salt to stop the feeling of vomiting, like, for example, after eating.
Like nauseating?
Yeah.
I've never used salt that way before. Is it with water?
No, just salt.
Just licking the salt? Not too much, okay.
Okay, sir, so we use salt for pendicure.
No, you, what did you use salt for?
I use for pendicure. Pendicure.
How?
Like, to make the leg more smooth, like that.
Okay, like to wash?
To wash the...
Okay. Like I'm really pitting salt. What they've used salt for is they will use. That's not the way God will use. You said what? No. She's not ready to talk. Amen. But please let me give a clap to yourselves, please. Amen. So I think the interesting thing, I'll send you out soon. Dari. I'll send you out soon. Yeah. Please come fetch this girl. Come fetch him. No, please. If you don't want to go with him. No, I mean Joshua. Come fetch him. Amen. Let's come together. Huh? Now, the reason why I wanted us to mention the use of salt. Now, Jesus didn't you could ask yourself, could that word have been replaced with something else? Let's say, for example, you are the sugar of the earth. You are the onion of the earth. No. The scripture is intentional. It's not. It's not because you mentioned all these examples per se, but it's also, did you get? It's not as though maybe when Jesus was thinking about this, he saw all these examples, then he used it. Now, this is the word of God. I mean, this person. John said, there is nothing that was created that wasn't created by him. Right? Now, the God that used this word or this phrase knew that we would all use salt. Or probably there are even other use cases that we've not even yet, just as we are even finding out today. Do you get? Like, so strange. You have pepper in your eye. So strange. Do you get? That looks magical. Now, Jesus was mindful that there will be many incidences. Now, you will see Jesus' reference. He used only one reference. And that was the test. Amen.
Amen.
So don't first of all dwell in what you use salt for and forget what he said is the essence of the salt. Now, here, the essence of the salt is the taste. Amen. And then it says that your job as a child of God is to bring taste to the table. Now, okay, let's read on so that we don't, we'll come back here. We'll come back to just learn more about what Jesus was saying as per the salt. So it says you are the light as well. Can you say you are the light of the world? Say you are the light of the world. Say, I am the light of the world. So the same reference, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You know, like Anthony said, the earth is also the world. Amen. Now, it's the same explanation. The world here is not the world of dogs. It's not the world of animals. It's not the world of plants. This is the world of men. Men, men. You are the light of men. You are the light of men. So it says a city that is set. Now, when Jesus mentions what you are, then he gives a little explanation to give you an idea of what you should reference it for. Because if I also ask you, what have you used light for? Many examples, right? Can somebody just give me one? To see things in the dark? Oh, have you used light for a strange... Okay. Amen. But it says here that a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let's explain that. A city, like a whole city. Like a city that has different houses, different people living in that city. If it is set on a hill. How many of you have seen... Oh, how many of you have been to Plateau before? Okay, I think that's where this man comes from. Now, everybody, if you are going to Jos, everybody drives upward. Because Jos is a plateau. If you did geography, I think, I can't remember the precise definition of a plateau. But the idea is that it's up. And then, I traveled to Jos. I just saw that everyone going to Jos, whether you're coming from Sokoto, which is at the end of the country, or you're coming down from the south here, or you're coming from the northeast, you're trying to approach Jos, you will be climbing, right? That's the plateau. That's the plateau. Now, the reference I was trying to make is when you have something set on a hill, everybody will see it from either from afar or from wherever. You would just see it. It's just like when you place something on top of the mount, we would see it. But maybe not as high as a mountain, because a hill is not as high as a mountain. But actually, some hills are really, really, really big. Do you get? Now, some things we call mountain is actually still hill. Do you get? Mountains are really, really big. I don't think I've even seen a mountain before. Yeah, but I've seen big hills. But it says here that a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And that's reality, right? Now, let's go on. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. Like, no, nobody does this. That's what Jesus was saying. You don't put light into a lamp or maybe a candle and then put it under a basket. But you put it on a what? On a lampstand. How many of you have seen a lampstand before? In movies. They are rare, or maybe if you still go and buy suya, that stuff that the Aboki uses, that's lamb. But in the olden day, we used to have it in churches, actually. So they will put it here. And when these things come up, everywhere will be bright. I don't know what, it's like, they call it, is it lick or tick? I don't know. The is it tick? The substance that catches the light and lightens the glassware and makes the whole room well lit. Get. And if you are used to the lantern, the kerosene lantern. So it says you don't have light and you put it under a basket, but rather you put it on a lamp stand. And it gives what? Light to all who are in the house. Now, the reason why you are the light is to give light to all that are in the house. Now, go back to you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world to give light to those that are in the world. Amen.
Amen.
It says you are the salt of the earth to give taste to those that are on the earth. It says if you are without taste, the use of you being a salt. Now, even if your salt can do other things, the only reference here, please don't see. You know, I went to a church to preach, and we were making a reference, and the boy said it wasn't written. Now, whenever something is not written, don't add it to the Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Always try to stay on what you can see obviously. You don't say, you know that flavor, it's you know, flay. Flay is when something is being used when pepper enters your eye. No. Flavor, we all know what flavor is. Flavor is taste. Let me just ensure I'm still... Yeah, I think we've treated this too. And so, I am the salt to ensure that that guy in the world has taste in his life. Now, I think it might also be a bit technical because you could ask a question. So, how do I bring... it's a bit clear if you probably say, I should bring light to other people. But how do I bring taste to another man? Now, most times when Jesus is saying men of the earth, men of the world, it means those that are outside. But not just even those that are outside. I think it also means maybe the fellow children of God. Do you get? So not necessarily unbelievers. Do you get? You are not, it's not necessarily, you are the salt of unbelievers. Do you get? He simply just said, the earth, men of the earth. He didn't say Gentiles. He didn't say you are necessarily the salt of Gentiles. Now, Gentiles in the Bible would always refer to those who are not Jews. Yeah, clear. Are not Jews, but many a times the reference is they would use the word the heathen, those that are not saved, or those that are not called to the inheritance of the household of Jacob, or the Israelites, so which are also the Jews. Amen. 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 And so you are the salt of your brother, you are also the salt of the man out there. So like I said, how do you bring taste to another man? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
So I wrote here how to be the salt and how not to be the salt. How to be the salt and how not to be the salt. Jesus wants us to be children who are the salt. Who bring taste. Who bring taste. Who bring flavor. Now, you must always think of every responsibility of God from the perspective of God. So if Jesus says flavor, what's flavor from the perspective of God? If Jesus says taste, What's taste from the perspective of God? If Jesus says light, what's light from the perspective of God? You know, Jesus also made mention of, you know, when he described his own responsibility, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. You know, we call Jesus the light of the world, right? And when Jesus made mention of that, he says, no one comes to the Father. Now, the use of the way, the use of the truth, and the use of the life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So the use of the way, the use of the truth, and the use of the life is so that men can have access to the Father. Right? That's what Jesus mentioned. Can you find that place for us? Can you find that place for us? Amen. I just want to just read it and we would leave there. Let me help you. Are you being blessed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great, man of God, John. Jesus said to him, okay, can you go to maybe one? John 14, 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Thank you, Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said to him, yes, Lord, we do not know where you are going and how we can know the way. Now, the question was, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, blah, blah, blah. So Thomas was asking, how are we going to navigate where you are preparing for us? No, go back to 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going and how can we know the way? Yes. 6. 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now as far coming to the Father, or the way that you seek, no one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. So Jesus made use of the word, the way, the truth, and the life to respond to Thomas's question of where are you going to and how can we come there? Now let's go back to our scripture, Matthew 5. And here, Jesus says that without we being the salt, there wouldn't be taste in the lives of men. Now, there is a quest in man that seeks for fulfillment, that seeks for some type of well-being. Every man is onto a search. And we're not discussing purpose today. But we as God's children, we have a responsibility that when we are with people, we don't disflavor them, but rather we add flavor to them. Now, in simple terms, as a child of God, your responsibility is to bring value to people. Amen. You can write that down. See, as a child of God, when you're given something, your responsibility is to add value to it. Your responsibility is to add value. For example, you shouldn't get a job and the job got spoiled in your hand as a child of God. Now, that's one preservative component of salt. Things don't die in your hands. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, when that your friend comes to you and shares an idea, it's not from your mouth you hear it will not work. And also, that's the essence of light. You know, it's very beautiful when people always say, if I just go and meet Anthony, I'll see it better. Now, if you're a Confucianist, you are not being the light. And you are not being the salt. So I said, firstly, as a child of God, you are meant to bring value. You are meant to add value to people. You are meant to add value to things. You are meant to add value to things that are put in your hands. You know, Jesus is a man that seeks for people to put value on things. You know, see that guy that he gave one talent? The guy disvalued. He didn't add flavor to that talent. As much as he was a servant that was also given a talent, but he was irresponsible. Amen. He took the talent, hid it, right? Under the ground. And Jesus said, even if you are this unwise, you would have given the people in the bank, they will help me trade with my money and they will give it back to me and it will come with interest. And so as a child of God, your responsibility is to bring value to people, to bring value to your relationships. And one value is that you bring flavor to everything on the table. You bring essence to everything on the table. When they say, oh, we only have one cup of Gary, your brain will not shut down. As I'm thinking, is it me that will drink it? Or you can say, oh, can we do this? Can we do this? There's something called problem solving that God gives to a man. The ability to unravel problem. There are problems, so guys. There are problems. But God gives us that responsibility that when there are problems on our table, because we are the salt of the earth, we can look at that problem and that problem begins to reverse into solution. You know, someone will probably come and meet you and say, Inka, I have this challenge at the moment. Now, you see, it's your responsibility as a child of God to say, we'll solve that problem. Oh, okay, let's pray first. Okay, after we have prayed, this is what the Holy Spirit told me. This is what you need to do. Now, you've added taste to that man's life by you coming to that man's life and providing a solution. See, a child of God that is always creating problems is an irresponsible child of God. Because that's not what you should do as a child of God. As a child of God, every time, plate will always break your hand. No. Is you are not being the salt in that home. If they can't find plates to use anymore because you have broken all the plates. Amen. Now, I wouldn't necessarily mention very, very high-sounding examples. Wherever you find yourself, know first that you are the salt. You are meant, see, when they say something is going sour, you are there to make it sweet. When they say relationships are now sour, this one is not talking to this one again, you are the one that can bring, you know, Taddy said is not correct. Don't mind Taddy. Then you now form alliance with maybe one. No, you are the one that you are meant to mend that relationship. The bitterness that this one is feeling, you now put salt inside this one. Put salt. Then this one now like this one again. then all of them will not like you. Because when they see you, you only add salt to issues. You only add flavor to issues. See, friends, if you are not going to be what God would have you be, devil is happy. If you're not going to have God make himself glorified through you by being the salt and being the light. You know, it says the light. It's not something that we put under the basket. Now, let me quickly explain. It's simply saying, see, there's a godly perspective you have that every issue needs. No, let me say that again. You didn't catch it. When people are talking, there is a godly perspective with you that once you share it, everybody will, wait, oh, that's the solution, no? Yeah, that's what it means. That so you know that, and these people don't know the solution, but I know the solution. That's you being a light that is being put under the basket. You know when it says a city that is on a hill, we all see it. Guys are, he said, guys, this is what I think. No, you didn't just put the, the reason why you put the I think is so that they will just know that you said I think. But the main thing is that the answer is with you. See, men don't need you when you can't help. Because the advantage you have is that you are a child of God. It's the point of advantage, oh. Now, they didn't give this responsibility to a man that is just a man. They gave this responsibility to a child of God. They said you are the salt of your fellow men. They didn't say, men, these are the tenets of becoming a salt. As much as you can strive to become a salt, become a salt. No. They didn't say, try to become a salt. They didn't say, do 5 steps to become a salt. Then people, no, they said you had the salt. And they didn't even just say you are the salt of a lower class of living things. Okay, maybe you are the salt of animal. They said you are the salt of your fellow men. Now, what that's simply saying you are at an advantageous position. Now, when everything is spoiling, is this salt that I'll be thinking about? Oh, will I spoil or will I not spoil? It's salt we use to preserve, right? If God is saying that you are the salt, then your responsibility is not to lose the essence. Because it says if you lose the essence, it's of no use anymore. So you are not still a child of God when you are without flavor or you are not adding flavor in the context or in the environment that God has placed you. You are not the light anymore if you are always hiding. You know, some of us, we just like to hide. You know, like, I don't want them to steal my glory. I don't want them to see me shine. No. See, the light is meant to shine. The light is meant to shine. Oh, don't let me go and sing with a beautiful voice now. Then they will not think I'm proud. No. Sing it. Yes. That's why they gave it the voice. Or is it I won't go for that competition, you know. I don't want to show myself. No. The use of the light is so that other men's world would receive light. That means there are men in darkness that your light is waiting. They are waiting for your light. You know, some people will not get healed except you pray for them to be healed. They will die like that, like they will die. And you just be like, No, don't let me go and pray now. And they will be thinking I'm pastor. Or maybe there's the one that is really personal to me is when there's chaos in the home, you are there to ensure there's solution. Mommy, look at it this way. Daddy, look at it this way. See, people know when there's solution. That's where you see. Old woman listening to His last born. He has said it. He has said it, and that's true. I remember the first day I prophesied to my mom. It was strange. Me then, that I knew my record. Ah. Hey. Even at times, they will still be using that record to haunt me. Da. Kai, you can't say any. You don't have a mouth anymore. But I had to overcome. I am the light. I will see challenge. I will see no. Let me know. This how it should go. This is how it should be. No, it's not even necessary. There are other areas of your life you might still be foolish. Oh, that's the interesting thing. You might still be procrastinating. You might still be sleeping. You know, it's but that you will not be able to bring light to other men. Now, God wants you to. God wants you to. See, God even wants you to say that. You see, when they say, "What's your name?" My name is Yinka. What do you do for a living? I'm the salt of the earth. Wow. And I'm the light of the world. No, don't clap. Don't clap. Don't clap. Even the person I'm saying, I'm not sure if he's sleeping or he's not sleeping. See, you think you put yourself on a hot spot. Yes, that's the responsibility they placed on you. You know, you should get to a place and see, they're looking for people. Let me tell you a little story about myself. There was a particular year that people were looking for me. Then I had to tell myself that, I think I should rebrand myself as a problem solver. Like bad people and good people. I'm not saying just good people. But there was one bad person called me. Bang! Hello, good morning. How are you doing? I said, I'm fine. We're speaking. Oh, no, don't worry. My name is this. I work with, I run something capital, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really know the capital. I didn't know the name. But the name was sounding like a big person. Said, I want to do something. And they told me you are the one to solve the problem. Now, that's what I mean by people are looking for you. But at the end of that conversation, I told him, I'll meet you at East Potter at Magodo Phase 2. He said, that's a good spot. I stay in Magodo Phase 2 as well. Now, anybody that tells you that I stay at Magodo Phase 2, they say it because Magodo Phase 2 is a big place. That's why I say I stay. So he says, I stay at Magodo Phase 2. I said, we are in the Sherry here. I said, I will link up because that's the closest space, one East Potter there. And he says, I need to solve this problem. And he says to me, say, money is not the problem. Now, whenever somebody says money is not the problem, it's actually not the problem. It's not like our own type of money now that is still a problem. There's some problem that can swallow some money. You get. But don't worry, God will still give us money that will swallow problems. Yeah. You know, some of you, whenever you have your small change, you don't want any problem to come. You say, let me just enjoy this money in peace. You don't want to hear anybody's problem. And so immediately I dropped the call. The Holy Spirit just told me, EFCC, 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 EFCC. And I deleted the number, bam, and I sent the guy a message, please, I won't be able to do this. I would help you try to see if I can get somebody else, blah, blah, blah. So both bad people and good people are looking for solution. What the Lord was just trying to do, that deal will lead into EFCC. You know EFCC now? When those people say EFCC, what else is? It's not that I'll become the managing director in EFCC. It's that I will carry, you know the things they always carry? You know, like this. God forbid. That was what the Holy Spirit was saying, EFCC, 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 EFCC. I'd never heard that prompting that way before. And immediately I just took my phone, I wrote a message. The project they intended to solve, I had a solution, and it's a big project. It was a big project. And it's not that I had a solution because I've solved the problem before. It's because the guy said, I'm the one that has a solution. Even me myself, the first time I heard the word for the first time, remittance, I've never done remittance before. Remittance is sending money between different countries. And the Lord was just trying to tell me that this is a funnel for money laundering. Interpol, ICPC. And that's, those are people that will be picking your call. So immediately I sent a text message to him that I'm sorry, I won't be able to. And he said, why? I said, no, there's no reason. I will take a pass. So people are looking for people to light them up. Bad thing and good thing. Now that's even another one, to know which light to light. That one is, actually, that's a separate conversation. Do you get my point? That one is, as you grow and walk in the Lord, you need that one. Because you're going to help people break jail. And they're not going to arrest you as a jailbreaker. Yes. You need to know. That one, like I said, that's another topic. But men need your light. That's what I want you to hold today. Men need your light. You know, imagine you just go out and you don't want to say that you produce godly music. You are missing the point. This one said is the one that produced the song they're playing in this club. And you produced Jane. You can't say I produced Jane. Say yes, I produced Jane. Jane, you don't know Jane. Oh, you are missing. You don't know Jane. You don't know Ebenezer, that upcoming artist. This one has come. This one is upcoming. I didn't get the joke. Yeah, I'm serious. That was what I told. I mean, there was a time I would always feel less when I say something you don't know. But I just told myself that's long gone. I'm the one they are looking for. I'm the one that has the solution. People want to get, like, people are tasteless. People's marriages are tasteless. They just need to go. Just say them, please. No. But they will look someone. Can I just have a sleepover in your house? Because they are not sure whether you want to come and eat your food. But you tell them clearly, it's not to come and eat your food because I won't eat. Now I don't trust you people now. You go and sleep and you not eat. You see that we have a long way to go. That they should know that you are coming for sleepover. It's not because they cook one delicious meal. Or maybe they have AC in their guest room. That's not why you're coming. You're coming because you're coming with a presence. Kenneth Hagin mentioned something. He said he and his wife went to visit a family. And immediately they just entered that home. They just knew that there has been strife in that home. Yeah, that's the reason why you should visit. It's not that you visit people and strife came because you came. No, that's not you being salt. You can walk into that home and the reason why they will tell you that please come again is because that night you came, they didn't have nightmare. They didn't have bad dream. Now, if you don't know that you are the salt, see, chances will be passing you by. And some of it, there are even chances to shine. Because God intends to make you shine. Some of them, they are to give you validation. Validation that you can't give yourself. You can't give yourself. You can't tell yourself that you are the best of this. But you being the salt, men will begin to say, you are the best thing that happened to us since Gary Jebu. You are the best thing that happened to us. You are the best. I'm serious. Because you carry that essence of when you come into a situation, you add flavor to it. See, always ask God, what can I add? What can I add? Always ask, God, what's the way out? God, give me the template for the fix. I always tell people that whenever my job in a place is done, I leave. There's no use of a salt that does not have anything to salt again. You go to the next, there are many places that need solution. When it's done, bam, just the prayer is, God, let me know when it is done. And let me not overstay my welcome. Because once you overstay your welcome, you start from your salt, you start looking like Indomie spice. Then men will now have the confidence to throw it out and trample upon it. Amen. You know, one thing I've tried to communicate with us today is that we have a responsibility to be the salt of the earth. We have, it's a responsibility. It's not, we'll try. We'll walk in the steps. No. You are already. Tell yourself again, I am the salt of the earth.
I am the salt of the earth.
Tell yourself again, I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
Can you say, I will bring salt to the table and I will bring flavor to the table. Or rather, let's say this way, I will be the salt in that room and I will bring flavor to the table. Let's say it again. I will be the salt in that room and I will bring flavor to the table. Can you also say that I am the light of the world? Wherever there is darkness, I bring light. Wherever there is confusion, I bring clarity. Wherever there is strife, I bring peace.
Wherever there is strife, I bring peace.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So friends, I will leave us with this first dose of responsibility. See, if you're, like I said, if you're not a salt and you're not letting your light shine as God would have it, devil is happy. Devil is happy you being irresponsible. Did you hear what I'm saying? Devil is happy. Devil is taking a lot of joy because you are a wonder that never happened. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like they're just saying you are wonder, you are wonder, you are wonder, you are wonder. You know, you even sing wonder one, wonder two, wonder three. But devil knows that you are surprising us that you are not a surprise. You have shocked us that there's a salt that never added anything to the table. Like the first salt ever. You know, imagine putting that your so-called salt in that catfish. And if catfish are looking at it like this.
Wow.
That's a shocker. And that's wonder, Nabi. The first salt ever that catfish will not fear. So don't be irresponsible. Don't be. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this conversation. Your word is truth. Your word is life. And today we've learned that we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. Let every day of our lives be this reality. Let us not allow opportunities pass us by to be the salt and to be the light of the earth. Let us be discerning enough to know when our opportunities have arrived. Let us not let those opportunities pass us by anymore. Opportunities we could have spoken a word to someone. Opportunities that we could have spoken a solution to a problem. Let them not pass us by anymore. Thank you, Father. We want to be responsible children, oh God. And so therefore we say again that we will be the salt in that room and we will bring flavor to the table.
Amen.
We will be the light in every circumstance in the name of Jesus. Where there's confusion, we will bring light. Where there's darkness, we will bring light. Where people are perplexed and troubled, we will bring light.
Yeah.
Where people don't know what tomorrow would look like, we would bring light to them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. Yeah. Let's give a clap of